There are also environmental concerns when it comes to old General Motors plants. Part of the General Motors bankruptcy included the creation of a program to clean up deserted GM factories. It was a condition of the government bailout that helped give the auto giant new life. Reporter Ryan Morden takes us to the home of the most contaminated property in the northern New York town of Messina.
Here on Main Street, in front of Town Hall, Messina's newly elected mayor, James Heide, says it used to be vibrant back in the 70s when he was an employee at the General Motors plant.
I moved to Detroit, transferred to Detroit, moved back after 25 years, and it's just not the town that it was. Obviously, General Motors has left, everything downsized.
Messina used to be a big factory town with Alcoa, Reynolds, and GM. But aluminum operations downsized, and when GM closed, 500 jobs were lost. A regional task force is charged with figuring out how the sparsely populated community can cope with the loss of the powertrain plant, one of the area's biggest economic drivers. Patrick Turbitt is the head of that task force.
When you pick up the newspaper or you turn on the TV and you see someone from GM with a big smile on their face, you know, patting themselves on the back on how well they're doing, and you're the person living in the community with the EPA Superfund site and all your people laid off, it's a little hard to be as happy.
General Motors now makes headlines about public stock offerings in electric cars. Turbitt's community watches all of that from afar as they're stuck with what's known as Old GM, or Motors Liquidation Company. MLC was created from the bankruptcy restructuring to shed assets, like 89 properties, including the former Messina plant. The plant's Superfund designation means it has hazardous substances in the soil. The EPA's Ann Kelly oversees the Messina property and says because of that and several other reasons, the building will be demolished. For one,
the facility is very outdated.
At 50 years old, the building itself has become a hazard.
Chemicals that have been used, paints, mercury switches, asbestos. There are a number of contaminants that are incidental to manufacturing that will be a waste stream from this facility.
Kelly says the demolition of the 800,000-square-foot building, the size of a really big mall, will take almost 2 years. The Messina site is getting the largest share of a $773 million trust fund, 15%. The creation of the cleanup trust was agreed upon between MLC and the White House and announced back in October. The rest of the money will go to more than a dozen states, from the Eastern Seaboard to the Midwest and the St. Regis Mohawk tribal land, which butts right up against the Messina property. After the demolition is finished, the county will try and market the 270 acres. Back in front of Town Hall, Messina Mayor James Heide says he doesn't expect to land another big manufacturer that can bring 1,000 or 2,000 jobs.
I look at it as a new chapter for Messina. You know, manufacturing as we knew it yesterday is just not here throughout the U.S.
That new chapter for Messina begins this month, when crews will begin scrubbing down the former GM plant to get rid of toxic dust in preparation for the demolition. Members of the EPA say there will be enough money to clean up that site and the others in the settlement. But just because those lands are restored, that doesn't mean all the environmental damage from former GM factories is resolved. The federal government still has roughly 45 unsettled claims of besmirched landscapes that could require cleanup. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Morden.